All right, I will say, good morning. Let us continue. We're going to finish up Emir Tzashem Os Beis today. Excuse me, Mem Beis in Sidkas Atzadis. If you remember, again, the Rebbe was discussing in a very beautiful way the concept of tefillah as it is derived from Karbanos. Mm-hmm. So just as Karbanos is the one mitzvah, l'rtzonchem tizbachuhu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to offer up a karban from our own volition, from our own free will, not something that I'm compelled to do, but something that I want to do, that I feel the need to do. So too, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to prayer, that the goal of tefillah is that a person should feel the need, feel the desire, feel the want to be able to daven. Now, Reb Tzadik points out something very fascinating here. If you take a look on page Tzadik Zayin in the Be'uri HaChasidus, see, he writes something fascinating. I'm skipping a little bit, but he writes, Uber Kavanas HaMedrashu. He says, "The inyan hakarbanosu, shemi olam haya adam." I'm the berachos of this right hand column. Shemi olam haya adam makriv karban lifnei koach ha'oyin va'obed lefanov. Hu bichtei shakoach ha'hu shemi karbo mimeno hatik roves shehikriv lishmo yihye nana mimeno me'akarban shehikriv lefanov. This is really incredible. Reb Tzadik writes that in the ancient world, when you offered up a karban to a particular deity, you did so in order to give that deity energy. In other words, person worshipped an Avodah Zorah. So the thinking was that when I offer up the Avodah Zorah, a karban, I'm giving something. I am bolstering the strength of the Avodah Zorah. Right? I'm giving it food. I'm giving it sustenance. So my offering, my sacrifice, actually makes the Avodah Zorah stronger. He goes on, he says, V'chol inyan ha'avodah zarahu, sha'osah ha'koach. This is the whole essence of idolatry, that particular koach, that particular deity, she'krivu l'fanav, nehene u'miskaber ayyedei osa karban. That particular deity benefits and becomes stronger as a result of the offering that I sacrificed. Kimo sha'adam miskaber ayyedei achila samaychol. The same way that a person becomes stronger when he eats. So say, it's very interesting. This is the theology of karbanos in the ancient polytheistic world. Why did you offer up a karban to a deity, to an avodah zarah? Because the same way that I need to eat in order to be strong, and when I eat, I feel a greater amount of vitality and strength. So to my avodah zarah. When I feed my avodah zarah, that contributes to its vitality and strength as well. That was the hashkafa. That was the theology ultimately of Avodah Zarah. He goes on. He says, "Umitoch shiyadu bnei Yisrael mehamitrim ushar ovdei Avodah Zarah ve'avinu ba'Avodah Zarah shekach yaderach lahasig es ratzon hakoach ohasar ubemtzaos hakarban yigrimu lahashpia lahem shefa me'os hakoach." And interestingly enough, this was the hashkafa that Klal Yisrael also knew in their early stages. This is what they saw from the Egyptians. This is what they know from the Egyptians. As kishi gu la'avod lekel elyon achad yochid umiyuchad kin haya cheshkam v'kaspam sheyuchlu lahanos v'la'alos riach nichoach kivi yochol la'ashem isbarach. So it's very interesting. So Reb Tzadik is explaining the Klal Yisrael's, remember, we'll say, much of their theology came from the Egyptians. In other words, they knew what they saw. So what they saw in Egypt were people offering up sacrifices. And why did you offer up a sacrifice? In order to, quote unquote, give your God strength so that your God should give you what you want. That was the goal. The offering is not an end. The offering is a means to give your God strength so that therefore your God in return could give you what it is that you want. And this was the hashkafa of Klal Yisrael when it came to Kabbalah. Which I will say, if you think about it, is a very utilitarian approach to sacrificial rite, to sacrificial offerings. Why do you bring a karban? It's very simple. I need, right? Why do I go ahead and give my child a good breakfast in the morning? Because I want them to perform, right? I want them. Why do I eat a good lunch? Because I want to have vitality for the rest of the day. Why do you give your God a karban? Because you need your God to perform. This is what you want. And this was the hashkafa that Klal Yisrael saw in Egypt. And amazing. So what happens? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the concept of karbanos. What does he say? L'rtzonchem tizbachuhu. No. When you give me a karban, do it for you. Do it for you. Don't do it for me. I'm good. I don't need the vitality. I don't need the boost. I don't need the energy drink to be able to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you want. The karban is for you. The karban is not for me. Which also is actually very interesting because if you think about it, we often write, what was the first karban that Klal Yisrael offered up? First karban was karban Pesach. It's karban Pesach. Now, I remember something very interesting. As much as we call karban Pesach a karban, I'm talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, by the first Pesach, think about this for just a moment. The entire animal was consumed. Right? Remember again, you roasted the karban Pesach over an open fire in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. So ultimately, again, there were different parts that were burned on the Mizbeach. But at the end of the day, in Pesach Mitzrayim, the entire animal was consumed by us, which is really quite fascinating, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want a typical carbon in Egypt for one simple reason. He didn't want the carbon that they would have offered. They would have offered a carbon to God. Okay, God is getting ready to take us out of Egypt. He needs a little extra strength. Let's all offer up our carbon to him. All is good. The carbon that we offered is, we ate it. It was for us. It almost like laid the groundwork for the framework of carbonos for the future. L'rtzonchem tizbachu, offered up because you want to. The carbon doesn't benefit me, God. The carbon benefits you. And if you learn to go ahead and do these things of your own volition, if you learn to do these things of your own will, then that also creates a certain hashkafa in our avodas Hashem. Yes, I do things because I'm commanded. At the end of the day, there's an element of compulsion, like we spoke about. Kafalim harka yigis, the mountain is suspended over our head. But at the end of the day, I want to do it. At the end of the day, there's a ratzon. So Reb Tzadik goes on. We'll say, if you skip to the end, this is page Tzadik Ches, the last paragraph in Biuri HaChasidus. So Reb Tzadik writes, V'chein yesh lahabin, gam le'inyin tamitzas atila. Now Rabbi say we begin to understand the connection between tefillah and karbanos. Right? So karban, and now that paragraph from Reb Tzadik I thought was very important because it shows the evolution of karbanic thinking. Karbanic thinking in its initial state was, God needs this. God needs this. I need lunch. God needs his karban. Then that thinking evolves, no, God doesn't need it. L'rtzonchem tizbachuhu, I need it. I need it. And the point of a karban, ultimately, again, was to connect me to my creator. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring it if you want to. Bring it if you want to because it's for you. Fast forward a little bit more. We lose the Beis HaMikdash. What happens? Tfilos keneged tamid in tiknum. And Chazal institutes prayer. And therefore, Reb Tzadik posits that prayer takes on this same exact model of l'rtzonchem tizbachuhu. That remember, whereas every other mitzvah that I perform it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do so. When it comes to tefillah, the goal is I do it because I want to. Of course, there's an element of obligation. There's a mitzvah. There's a halacha. But I do it because I want to. Now he writes, last paragraph in Biuri HaChasidus, in Os Mem Beis page at Tzadiches, V'chein yesh lahavin gam le'inyin tam mitzvas hatfilo shehi b'mkom karkarbonos. Now also we begin to understand the power of tfilo that now takes the place of karbonos. Shegam ba ein ratzon Hashem yisbarach mibnei adam sheyispalalu lefanav mitoch hechrich levakesh milefanav yisbarach. V'yishanuhu levatal gzero shamayim mitam aser ritzono v'yaser ritzoni. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to daven in a utilitarian fashion, almost as if to say, I'll daven to God because I need him to give me A, B, C, D, and E, and also I want to potentially change his mind from doing whatever negative things that ultimately he has planned on doing. And again, Reb Tzadik writes about it, I should say in the footnotes, they discuss this, so they wish I have to get into. Rak haratzon ha'atzmi. So what is the goal of tefillah? Rak haratzon ha'atzmi shalahem l'spal l'schan l'fanav yisbach. So here's what's amazing. You see, when I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because listen to this, it's very nuanced. Because when you hear this, you say, one second, but I do dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to get A, B, C, D, and E. So we'll say, the tzaddik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I need before I ask him for it. And he also knows that there are certain things that he's going to give me and certain things that he's not going to give me. So this is fascinating. So he says, the point of prayer is not to lobby God for your needs. That's not the point of prayer. And this is incredible. Nor is the point of prayer to go ahead and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change certain decrees. Which I will say, this is a little bit like life-altering, because what Rav Tzaddik is saying tefillah is not is kind of everything we often think tefillah is, right? Of course, when I daven, Refa'enu, Atachoni la'adam da'az, Shumak oleinu. That's what it's about. Tzaddik says, that's not what it's about. What it's about is Lirtzonchem tizbachuhu. What it's about is creation of connection, creation of relationship. And it's that relationship which ultimately determines how things go for you in life. So we'll say, so one second, so you'll say to yourself, but if tefillah is not about asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of these things, then what? You have an obvious kasha, which is, so why mention them? So I don't understand. So all the Shemona Esrei, right? So, or not all Shemona, but so much of Shemona Esrei is about the bakash, is about the request. So if it's not about asking God for stuff, so then why is tefillah so request heavy? Because it was said, the goal of those parts of down the request is to highlight a reliance. That's the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am reliant on you for these things. So yes, of course, I ask you for these things. But that's not the essence of tefillah. That's not the essence. Because they're both saying, the problem with saying that's the essence is, that's more like the Egyptian model. Right? I'll give you a carbon, God, my deity, and you give me this. Right? I'll make you stronger, you'll give me something in return. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll dive into you, you'll give me something. That's the Egyptian theology. Rav Tzaddik is saying, our goal is lirtzonchem tizbachuhu, that do it of your own volition, do it willingly. Why? Because at the end of the day, you recognize that you have something to gain from the relationship. Look what he writes. Let's finish with this. Rak haratzon ha'atzmi shalem l'ispal l'schan l'fani b'sbarach v'lo mitam shekach tziva Hashem yisbarach. The goal is to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not because the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded it or requires it. V'zeu ritzono yisbarach ha'amiti b'tfilas Yisrael. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything at the end of the day is a desire for connection and my want for that connection. Tzaddik says, understand this very deep point because it is absolutely necessary for further contemplation. So we'll have to stop over here, but I think the beauty of Rav Tzaddik is he gives us a brand new understanding in tefillah. Tefillah comes down to that one phrase, Lirtzonchem tizbachuhu. Do it because you want to. Every single other mitzvah we have, I do it because I have to. Tefillah, I engage in because I want to. And I both say, What is it that I want? I want the relationship. I want the relationship. And that is the one singular goal of tefillah, the creation of a relationship. If that's the case, then why all the requests? The requests are there to foster a relationship. Because I need the relationship, because I recognize how dependent and wholly reliant I am on the Ribbono Shel Olam. But a successful tefillah is not one in which I lobby God for all of my requests. Lobbying God for all of my requests is not the ends. It's the means to the creation of the relationship. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I need even before I ask Him. He also very often knows what He's going to give me even before I ask Him. But the entire point of the Bakashas, the entire point of tefillah, is creation of the relationship. And creation of relationship only works if what? Lirtzonchem tizbachuhu. If at the end of the day, you want it. God can mandate many things, but the one thing He can't mandate, the one thing that must come from us, is the desire to connect and the desire for relationship. Right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir HaShem Oskem Gimel tomorrow.